Lesson 4. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Matthew chapters 3 through 4, John chapter 1 verses 35 through 51. Purpose: to inspire class members to draw near to the Savior by repenting of their sins, keeping their baptismal covenants, and withstanding temptation. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. John the Baptist preaches repentance and baptizes, preparing the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. B. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist. C. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Jesus withstands Satan's temptations in the wilderness. D. John chapter 1, verses 35 through 51. Some of John the Baptist's disciples decide to follow Jesus. 2. Additional reading. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. John chapter 1, verses 19 through 34. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 25. 2 Nephi, chapter 31. Bible Dictionary, Baptism, pages 618 through 619. John the Baptist, pages 714 through 715. Repentance, pages 760 through 761. 3. If the following pictures are available, use them during the lesson. John preaching in the wilderness, item number 62132. Gospel Art Picture Kit 207. And John the Baptist baptizing Jesus, item number 62133. Gospel Art Picture Kit 208. 4. Suggestion for teaching. Use class time wisely. Plan what you will discuss and how much time you want to spend on each part of the lesson, but then let the Spirit guide you. Do not end a meaningful discussion just so you can cover the entire lesson. It is more important for class members to learn and feel the Spirit than for every point in the lesson to be discussed. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Write the following on the chalkboard and ask class members if they know what it says. On the bottom of page 13 is an illustration of the Hebrew word Messiah. Explain that this is the Hebrew word Messiah, which means anointed. The Jews had waited centuries for the coming of the Messiah, who according to prophecy would be their anointed king and deliverer. The Greek word for Messiah is Christ. Jesus Christ was the long-awaited Messiah, and John the Baptist was the prophet sent to prepare the way for him. Scripture discussion and application. Discuss how the teachings in the following scripture passages can help us draw nearer to the Savior. Because it would be difficult to ask every question or cover every point in the lesson, prayerfully select those that will best meet class members' needs. 1. John the Baptist prepares the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Display the picture of John preaching and share the following background information in your own words. Centuries before John's birth, many prophets foresaw his ministry and testified of his greatness as the one who would prepare the way for the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 7 through 10. In preparation for John's ministry, the angel Gabriel announced John's forthcoming birth. Luke chapter 1, verses 13 through 19. Zacharias prophesied on the day of John's naming and circumcision. Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 79. And an angel ordained 8-day-old John to his mission. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 27 through 28. The crowning statement of John's greatness came from the Savior himself, who said, "Among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist." Luke chapter 7, verse 28. John was born about 6 months before Jesus. Shortly after Jesus' birth, Herod, feeling threatened by the announcement that a new king of the Jews had been born, slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. To protect Jesus, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and directed him to take Jesus and Mary to Egypt. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. To protect John, Zacharias caused Elizabeth to take him into the mountains, where he was raised on locusts and wild honey. Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 261. John began his public ministry many years later, first preaching in the wilderness, and then in Jerusalem, and all the region round about Jordan. Matthew chapter 3, verse 5. What was John the Baptist's mission? See Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, and chapter 3, verses 3 through 4. Why do you think it was important that someone prepare the way of the Lord? What message did John preach to prepare the people for the coming of the Savior? See Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. What does it mean to repent? As class members discuss answers to this question, list on the chalkboard some aspects of repentance as shown below. You may want to invite class members to read the accompanying scriptures. A. Feeling godly sorrow for sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. B. Confessing and forsaking sins. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 42 through 43. C. Making amends where possible for wrongs done. Luke chapter 19, verse 8. D. Obeying the commandments. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 31 through 32. E. Turning to the Lord and serving Him. Mosiah chapter 7, verse 33. How does repentance help us prepare to dwell with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 19. How does repentance help us draw nearer to them each day? The Pharisees and Sadducees witnessed baptisms performed by John, but chose not to be baptized. Matthew chapter 3, verse 7, Luke chapter 7, verses 29 through 30. John rebuked them, urging them to repent and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Joseph Smith translation, Matthew chapter 3, verse 35. Note that the word fruits refers to results and that the word meet means worthy or appropriate. What are the fruits of repentance? See Moroni chapter 8, verses 25 through 26. John baptized with water under repentance and promised that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. What does it mean to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire? We are baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire when we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 41. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the right to have, whenever one is worthy, the companionship of the Holy Ghost. It acts as a cleansing agent to purify a person and sanctify him from all sin. Thus, it is often spoken of as fire. Bible Dictionary, Holy Ghost, page 704. 2. Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Display the picture of John baptizing Jesus. Why was John hesitant to baptize Jesus? See Matthew chapter 3, verse 14. Why did Jesus need to be baptized? See Matthew chapter 3, verse 15, 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 6 through 7, and verses 9 through 11. Why do we need to be baptized? See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 5, verses 12 through 13, and verses 17 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 71, and section 49, verses 13 through 14. What covenants do we make when we are baptized? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37. How should these covenants affect our daily actions? See Mosiah, chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. 3. Jesus withstands Satan's temptations in the wilderness. Read and discuss Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. See also the footnotes to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, 5 through 6, 8 through 9, and verse 11, which contain the Joseph Smith translation of these verses. Soon after Jesus was baptized, the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be with God. Joseph Smith translation, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. How do you think this experience prepared Jesus to withstand Satan's temptations? How do fasting, prayer, and being led of the Spirit fortify us against temptation? To what desire did Satan try to appeal when he tempted Jesus, who had been fasting, to turn the stones into bread? See Matthew chapter 4, verses 2 through 3. He tried to appeal to the desire to satisfy physical appetite. How does Satan tempt us to give in to physical appetites? How can we recognize and resist these temptations? Satan tried to appeal to pride when he tempted Jesus to cast himself down from the pinnacle and prove that he had the power to be saved by angels. Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. How does Satan try to appeal to our pride? How can we recognize and withstand temptations to gratify prideful desires? What did Satan offer if Jesus would worship him? See Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. How does Satan tempt us with worldly riches and power? How can we recognize and resist these temptations? See Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. What was false about Satan's offer to give Jesus the kingdoms of the world? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verse 14. What are some false offers Satan makes today to entice us to sin? Jesus responded to each of Satan's temptations by quoting from the Scriptures, Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, 6 through 7, and verses 8 through 10. How do the Scriptures give us strength to withstand temptation? See Helaman chapter 3, verses 29 through 30. Satan twice questioned whether Jesus was the Son of God, Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 6. Why do you think Satan raised this question? How does he raise this question in the world today? When we face temptation, how does it help to know that we are the children of God? See Moses chapter 1, verses 12 through 22. How can it help us to know that Jesus, the Son of God, faced temptations similar to those we face? As class members discuss this question, you may want to have them read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. Elder Joseph B. Worthland said, "The Lord is well aware of our mortality. He knows our weaknesses. He understands the challenges of our everyday lives. He has great empathy for the temptations of earthly appetites and passions." In Conference Report, April 1996, page 46, or Ensign, May 1996, page 34. 4. Some of John the Baptist's disciples decide to follow Jesus. Read and discuss selected verses from John chapter 1, verses 35 through 51. When Jesus began his mortal ministry, what did John the Baptist encourage his own disciples to do? See John chapter 1, verses 35 through 37. When Jesus saw two of John the Baptist's disciples following him, what did he do? See John chapter 1, verses 38 through 39. When Andrew heard and recognized the Savior, what did he do? See John chapter 1, verses 40 through 42. After receiving a witness that Jesus was the Messiah, how did Philip answer Nathanael's doubts? See John chapter 1, verses 43 through 46. What can we do to invite others to come and see the Savior? Conclusion. Testify that the invitation to come and see the Savior is extended to each of us. Explain that we can accept that invitation by repenting, being baptized, keeping our baptismal covenants, and withstanding temptation. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Insights from the Savior's Baptism. Review Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. How does the account of the Savior's baptism show that baptism should be performed by immersion? See Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. See also John chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Bible Dictionary, Baptism, page 618, which explains that the word baptism is from a Greek word meaning to dip or immerse. What did John see after he baptized Jesus? See Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Whose voice did he hear? See Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. What does the account of the Savior's baptism teach about the nature of the Godhead? Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are separate beings. 2. Jesus shows respect and love for his mother. Explain that after Jesus was baptized, he and his disciples attended a wedding feast in Cana, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. When his mother told him that there was no wine for the feast, he replied, "What wilt thou have me do for thee? That will I do." Joseph Smith translation, John chapter 2, verse 4. See John chapter 2, verse 4, footnote 4a. What did Jesus' words to his mother reveal about his feelings toward her? What did he do to help her? See John chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Point out that this is Jesus' first miracle recorded in the New Testament. 3. Jesus shows reverence as he cleanses the temple. Have class members read John chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, which contains an account of Jesus finding merchants and money changers desecrating the temple. If the picture Jesus cleansing the temple, item number 62163, Gospel Art Picture Kit 224, is available, display it. Point out that Jesus showed respect and reverence when he drove them all out of the temple and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. John chapter 2, verse 15. Explain that reverence for our Heavenly Father includes more than merely sitting quietly in church. It includes demonstrating by our actions that we love him and that we acknowledge his power. End of lesson 4, Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord.